could depart.
Well, at any rate, let's go back to Leroy. For the ones of you that may not know, Leroy does live in that house. Give me a last name, a surname, please. I know that it is Leroy and Chris. I recognize the energy very well.
R-E-I-T-E, I believe. Something close to rate.
That sounds very good. Well, they came here 10 years ago, approximately. Since they have been here, they have a child. She's a precious, precious little child. 4 years old, 3 years old, something like that. I'll tell you where he is going to be invaluable. They have a dream. Always check a man's dreams. He had a dream enough. He wanted to be on the property badly enough that he made arrangements to live in the house. A lot of money was put into the house to bring it right up to modern. It's already a new house. But they put some $30,000 into fixing it up to make the property more saleable. But he and his lovely little Chris sat and pondered and bit their dreams. And they tried to figure if they had to pay so much for that property, which they could not see any way to do, that within 5 years they could easily pay off the loan and it would be worth something like $8 million. And he cared enough that he had it all on paper. And yet he saw no way to do it. So many, many phone calls have gone back and forth, and he has produced some of his dreams. So yesterday, not only did his dream begin to take light, but he saw how. They literally had chosen to simply move away from the community, that after all, it did not have any bonus. Well, they will have spent most of all their night. And you would not be able to pry him away. For you are too close to the forest to look at the tree. But he could look at your tree. The four laid out in front of him, he could look at. And he didn't even have the plum. That's in this package. You see, as the dream grows, ones will get busy and write their packages. They will not wait. And when they hear of the opportunity, they will get busy and do it. And some of the ones who have waited and waited and waited will finally get busy and do it. But it's going to take the rest of you getting to that point before they will. And they better hurry. He who contributes will obviously reap rewards. He who simply waits for his brother to do it, when you have money, you'll simply hire someone to do it. And they'll do a better job of it. Because you'll be able to hire the best. The little engineer that gets in there and digs around will reap rewards. Otherwise, parsons would come and do it all. That was not a personal statement. John, don't take it as personal.
I didn't.
Thank you. I just feared for a moment you might. I was thinking more of Hendricks. Is that his name?
Yes, Alan Hendrickson.
You see, there's some firms around could do very, very well. There will be engineers on the staff. I personally want to put Charles as a, quote, a company engineer, an interface. He is young. He needs to learn. He needs to work with the best to become the best. And yet he needs pride in his self. And you ones need relief for the meetings. If someone from Parsons comes, you need an engineer to meet with them. The whole confounded nucleus of my movement does not need to go and meet with Mr. Parsons. Everything else stops. These things will be a pain in your neck until you're rolling. I know of no other way. All of those resolutions reported meetings of starting a new corporation are resting on Dorma and Opoli's head right now. This is something that could easily have been carted out of here by Jay Gritzner. But you're stuck with it for a while. It's just the way it is. And yet I would nudge you, Overly and Dorma, to not wait too long. The documents would be coming, and Elliot needs it. We just need to get those articles and things. And once you have formed your pattern, it will go fast.
Excuse me.
Where are we to? Give me a subject. I'm trying to do a catch-up. It's been a long time.
Spoke with Randall yesterday. He had been ill with tonsillitis. Said he was down for 2 weeks flat. Barbara, the attorney at Lyons, has not come back yet. After hopefully reading Elliot's private placement memorandum. Placed a call to her yesterday and got no response. Miles Stover has not yet indicated that Morgan Gundy has accepted the Sue Anderson. A call into him yesterday also.
Those are fine. This gives you a very good opportunity with Otto to push in two directions. Make sure he gets as soon as possible the dome. That is such an inadequate term.
Mm-hmm. Futuronics.
And make sure you remind him that this could be moving more rapidly. It is bogged at his house. And push him for upfront money. Remind him he sits on $240 million. Actually, it's probably closer to $247 million. And by the time he does his adjustment, it's more than that. Tell him you would suggest that he look very, very carefully at it, because you have other ways to go. Because you have other ways to go. Look carefully at each little fragment of what is going on. By Barbara being out, it is slowing you. Is that good or bad? It is neither, but turn it into good. Court. My, aren't we having fun with court?
Will that be a jury trial? Judge trial?
Oh, it will just be jury, judge here. Judge Brett would not let go of this for anything.
Well, you got this publicity the other day in the paper, didn't you?
Did it?
Yeah, his picture was in the
paper. Oh. Which girl was that?
Didn't have this
suit.
No.
With some other action.
Sheriff, sure. Coming to the thing.
Stallion Springs Sheriff was honored for his 24th year. And the oldest existing sheriff in this area.
He's a good one to know also.
I like it.
And so is your Ben Austin. You see, he's a county supervisor, and this year he is chairman of the Board of Supervisors. And he's one of your local men. And it tells you who plays with whom. What seems to be a real lemon is going to put you on the map. Doesn't matter what happens eventually with the house. If I can ever get you ones grown above being concerned with the little incident or the little piece of matter and locked in onto the bigger and have a little fun along the way, yes, you're going to have to pay. Always ones think they cannot survive. However, you might point out to Linda that she's pretty sure of getting paid if she can just get your damages. If nothing more comes from the hearing than to get it set aside and a few damages, you will have won the day in this court. Oberly, your perception is correct. Until this final paper was filed that said right off the top, this is being taken to Superior Court. Could Brent really look at it and say, I don't know if these people are just playing a game, and they'll be right back at my bench in 3 months, which is a good risk. Because we would do it that way if we needed to do it that way. And you can see that it can be a real pain in the neck. but he would not be very kind. He's not feeling too kind now. He's tired of it, and yet he's enticed by it. And he sees a little opportunity to pull a little bit of power that you thought the judge had. We would demand a jury trial. Put that on the top of a note list. When this is filed in Superior Court, do whatever you need to do to get a jury. Make that clear to Linda. Oberly has spent hours getting her case together for her. Did you finish it?
No. I still have to discuss the cleverness of the opposing attorney.
Well, don't linger.
Do I go right down there right now? Just kidding.
His cleverness has surpassed all. I think everyone knows of his cleverness. But that's fine. But I'm telling you not to linger. It is also that you have written your case. And what Oberly's intent is to do is to take it to Linda, because it's going to be way too long for the judge to waste time with. So Oberly's plan is to have Linda, well, let us call it redline it.
Edit.
But that requires that she read it. And it gives her her case in her hand. And then a shortened version can be filed legally and served upon Mr. Horn. It would be an amendment. I believe, Oberly, for the sake of your witnesses, reissue subpoenas. It gets them off the hook. It also gives you an opportunity for a response from Mr. Cutt that he is away. Still away. It gives Lorene a cause to be away without explanation. It requires that Lorene be there and not somewhere else. You have to remember that a legal subpoena is a requirement to attend. And sometimes the requirement is so much easier to be explained. Then I need to do a friend a favor. I have to appear as a witness or something. And I think if you do it properly, it will be so much better in the file. And that may or may not mean that you have time to run about in Bakersfield to pick up pictures, I don't know.
Talking about the pictures for the 30 proposals?
Yes.
He gave me the assignment to carry through the fiction.
Very good. I know that it is ridiculous to make many trips.
I'm going to make one trip, period.
Very good. Is there something I'm missing? Please, everybody be there this time. Yes, we don't even know what time. But the judge got mad. And he said, confound it. And you will note he has not set it on civil day. He said, we are going to go and have a hearing, and we're going to have this trial, and we're going to have it on Thursday. And everybody be there. Well, I don't know of anyone who would want to miss it now, but spread the word. It's going to be entertaining or
circus.
Whatever required to get
like
there.
Circus.
Stephen Schaefer's got to come to this one. He just can't stay away.
You should be able to get it. Lure him in.
Poor Stephen Schaefer is in shock.
Mm-hmm. He'll learn something.
Oh, yes, he's already learned something.
His mind is opened up now.
He said the first few days of his month are not very busy and he would like to come.
Very good.
He has to confront this to believe it. And do you see, brothers, that it doesn't matter how that man rules? Can you see it? Supposing he doesn't set aside his previous judgment, what difference does it make, really?
It's going to Superior Court anyhow, is that right?
Yes.
That's where you want it.
He knows he can't do what needs to be done. And if they can make him stick by his judgment, you see, the only thing really to be heard in his court, the only thing he can hear in his court is whether or not to set aside his own judgment that came strictly by default. Once again, legally, you're going to see the law at work in its worst form. You're going to also walk out saying, is that all? Yes. But I'll guarantee that there will be a hearing. And he will really ask Mr. Horn to speak. And let's see what Mr. Horn does about his witnesses. And you also have to know that what the hell does perjury mean? Well, maybe in a criminal case or a big deal case, literally a man can be gotten on perjury. Watch Judge Wapner to understand how little it means. There is always one lying and one telling truth to build a case. And you would hear Judge Wapner say it every day. Well, I believe the truth was stretched just a bit here. Well, obviously, in two diabolically opposed opinions, one is right and one is incorrect. May even be just simple perception. But in this instance, let's see what they do when ones have perjured themselves. Will it be the slap on the wrist? Will ones have sense enough not to come and commit perjury? Highly likely. I would guess that probably Mr. Mitchell may have a whole day of sense that day that keep him away.
That's right.
On the other hand, if Mr. Horn has any last resort of technicality to pull, Mr. Horn may be able to convince him that he's safe to come. And if it's not going very well, he can send him away on an appointment that he cannot miss, or he would end up like this in another court. I would think it very foolish of them to put anyone on the stand. You see, they had the perfect out had Mr. Descarry not walked to the outside of that building. And you will want them there. It's in the documents, and the judge will accept it. But there will also be, well, they were inside. We had it outside. Well, you'd have to know what that room looks like. It is completely enclosed in glass. So I guess they had this very tight little meeting behind the bush.
If anybody wanted to really hold an auction sale, they wouldn't come there right on the dot and quickly say the words and beat it. If they wanted an auction sale, they'd wait a little bit hoping that someone would come.
Well, you can see. It took Dorm a long time to see why they would bother to do this. So, for all the rest of you, so that she does not feel so foolish. You know, you think, well, why would they bother to do that? It would be a lot easier just to go over and have the sale. Well, in this instance, they knew the only parties that would be interested were either the owners who had already asked if the bank would take a quit claim to the property. They didn't want to fiddle with it anymore. Santa Barbara Savings had already told Oberle it would have to go to sale because it had been sold to an investor and there would be tax implications and they would have to clear up the land contract with Eckers. It would have to go to sale. Now there's some $45,000 in dispute. Let us call it equity. Lumber, labor, payments to the Haynes. Whatever. It is to Eckers' benefit, yes, to buy it at auction. Because there's a second trust deed against the property that immediately is removed. As would be the land contract had it been legally done. The house had just been refinanced, and the note was somewhere in the neighborhood of $180,000. They had the house for sale for $225,000. They dropped it to 215, and to carry the land contract, there was no quarrel over the price. Haynes have cleaned up in the words that you wanted. They wanted no more to do with the confusion of it. They had already recouped. Plus, they had the refinancing money to spend. So we're talking, they had $180,000, more or less, a little bit less possibly, $179,000. Plus everything Eckers had given to them. They did very well on a piece of property that they had for sale for 3 years. Good business. I admire that. I have no pick with that. The piece of property Eckers had in Los Angeles paid for itself 10 times. They had had loans against it, and still the people getting the property got a perfectly marvelous buy. That's where everybody wins. Now comes Santa Barbara, and you see what they want to do. They want to beat you out of anything that you have in it. The lady let it slip that it was appraised for $205,000. If that in truth is truth, which it is not, that was not taken into consideration any problems with property. At this point in time, it is not worth that, not in this location. So the bank will have it appraised on the very high side, and you try to borrow money against it, and it's going to be on the very low side. I mean, let's face it. That's what it is. So they take the 205 as a base, and they up it by whatever percent. It puts it out of the range for these ones to finance it, because they've already checked it out. They know they don't have to accept their paperwork. But they now have a piece of property that they have made $45,000 on right off the bat. And they have an appraised piece of property at a minimum of $205,000. If it had gone to public auction, they would have had to let it go, because they're only allowed to bid the minimum. The bank knows it will be difficult to sell this property. They also gambled that these ones would not come to the auction, that they would do business with the bank. This happens all the time. No one ever questions it. They can pick up the property for as little as the note they have holding. It happens to be $186,000 that they have into it. They could have done it for $50,000. Very often it happens like that. Ones get in trouble and they cannot even pay off $25,000. So the bank can pick it up for $25,000. So do you see the insensitivity of a judge that would say these ones are trying to rip off, it appears, Santa Barbara Savings, when their whole business is rip-off? Do you think if they could have gotten this for ripping you off for 50 grand or 100 grand, they wouldn't have done it?
I'm not supposed to look like the banks.
Well, Hatton does.
No, but I'm just saying.
And you're going to get over your guilt trips. Well, it's too much to expect, Hatton, for us to have this house for $100. My dear, you ought to get the house for free and they pay you for your effort. You're dealing with somebody now who's playing a bloody game on all of your brothers. And yes, I hear you. Why us? Why do we always have to be the one? Because I wanted that money. You've been nurtured, now you're strong enough to do it. Most ones would just withdraw and say, well, I'm going to have to move out anyway. No, you ones are in a set of circumstances that will probably never be matched again. You're one of a kind. You had God arrange it in the beginning, and you were put into the position, and you had to grow to meet the strength necessary to be able to understand. And you're not playing from weakness. You just think you are. This is what the judge is concerned about in his humanness. If these ones cannot afford an attorney, how can they afford to pay monthly payments on the house if I set aside the sale? It will simply go back to sale. If he sets aside the sale, it simply would go back to go through the whole rigmarole again, only this time you know there will be a sale. That means these ones have to now get cash in a larger amount, and then they're going to have high payments and he doesn't see. And you only can trust that you will have it. For I tell you that you will have it. That puts you in a very unique situation. Most ones do not have the backup of knowing that they will have it. And that's part of the reason that you do not yet. For if you had it, Oberle has been dying to settle this ever since it first came up a year ago.
He'd settle it.
He would settle it. And the point would not be made. The attention would not be called to the bad method of business. You see what they're going to do to you now? For the blunderings and the idiocy, the greed and the corruption in the savings and loan business, they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you for having an account anywhere. And that money from those surcharges would be put to bailing out the savings and loan. So you get it again, don't you? These ones, if they threw them out, would not go into the street. They'd have a good rest, is what they'd have. Well, it's not going to happen either way. Norma got her ire up and said, I refuse to do it, Tatum. Get busy, you turkey. I don't want to pack. But if it comes to that, you will. And sometimes it requires rather drastic measures to make a drastic point. Because by the time you have played out this string, they won't be quite as frightened at Channel 23. They won't be quite as frightened to run it in the paper, in the Tatchby News. They're going to be kicking their fanny that they didn't make that television camera come to that courtroom when this began. And besides, we don't want Charles to have all the fun. Speak early and get the children to come. I want them to see. I don't care whether it comes out good or bad for you in your perception. But it cannot come out bad for you with all that energy being poured in there, can it? And in the day-to-day drudgery that you have going on in the waiting, you may as well have something interesting to do. You have enough money in the mill, but you have a week or two to breathe here. I won't let you breathe, but you have a week or two to attend some of these other things. And as your attorneys begin to see how it can be, they get braver too. And you're going to need Judge Brent, because you're going to make contributions to this community that are going to shock the pants off half the town. you're going to start some rehabilitation programs for some of Mr. Brent's clients. There is absolutely nothing but stupidity to put a man in jail and make him sit there for 3 weeks or a month or 2 months and fine him. Put him to work. Good men get tickets. Good men make the mistake of driving while intoxicated. The judge has done it himself. Correct errors, yes, but give a man a way to do it. And build some self-esteem and get yourself some workers. And you don't barely pay them. You pay them to go to learn a little bit, and then you pay them well for the job that they've done. And in the day that the prison walls fall down, those prisoners will not come and slit your throat. They will come and help you rebuild your town. So be it.
We have about 4 minutes left on this tape.
Well, that's about right for Rick to ask me all those questions. He has 4 pages.
No, I don't.
It's new.
Well, you could have seen, you could have made all those brownie points by saying, yes, I do, but I don't have time.
Second point.
I need you to ask him about your car.
Yeah, I would like to bring to your attention the fact that my right eye has a some type of obstruction. In other words, a piece of blood clot, or whether it's from being hit on the head, I think it is, on my garage door.
Oh, I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
please get this out of that blood vessel in the back of the retina.
Oh.
I need a little help.
Yes, I will look at that.
I appreciate it. I've been taking some aspirin. One or two a day.
Very good, very good. Keep the blood thin.
How many should I take? There's a school of thought that thinks that it will cause another blood clot if I take too much aspirin.
Not cause a thought.
Did it too much, you see.
Well, it would not cause another clot, but it certainly could if you, you know. But you will not have taken enough yet. When we talk about thinning blood from aspirin, we are talking like 10, 15 aspirin, 20 aspirin a day for quite a while to really make a serious problem. You are fine. And I would suggest at least 2.
Well, that's what I was planning on. I've been cut it down to 2. I took about 4 the first day and then tapered.
Well, there are several things that you want to do. You don't want a clot to break. You would want it to dissolve itself slowly, else the clot itself becomes a problem when it hits a smaller vessel.
In that case, I probably have been blood.
Did you take a lot of aspirin?
For years. David.
Well, you may. But unless you plan to have a very severe accident, you're probably all right.
That's what I figured. Third meeting, officer.
He has to have the clot factor taken care of.
where usually before it gets to be a problem with the clotting, it will be a problem with the stomach. And you'll get gastric problems from ulceration.